The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. Throughout the program, please feel free to join us in the chat room, which will be manned throughout the show. Unfortunately, we can't get to everyone in the chat room because of time constraints, but if you'll still leave your email address or give us a call, that would be wonderful. With me today, of course, is Donna.
Good afternoon, everyone. The topic of our show today is, what are my credit card and debit card processing options? Now, while listening to our show today, you're probably going to come up with a lot of questions that are having to do with your specific business, so please feel free to contact Jay and me anytime after the show. You can always get a hold of us at our toll-free number, 800-530-2440. Email us at info@cardsolutions.us, or please visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. We're going to start off today with a discussion about the e-commerce merchants. It's a perfect segue from last week's show where we had our e-commerce web developer guests from RPB Advisors.
Well, let me start by explaining what it means to be an e-commerce merchant. Basically, your question is to yourself as a small business person. How would you want to accept the card from your customers? Are you mail, telephone order? Do you have a website? And so on. These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. If you have a website, are the customers calling in with the credit card information for the sale that you're making, or how are they doing this? Are they putting it on a shopping cart and clicking in, and it'll calculate the sale and send it to you for approval? So there are just numerous ways. Do you see your customer? If so, you might want to take advantage of swipe rates if you're going to see your customer in person. And basically, the rates are set by Visa, MasterCard, in this manner. If a customer is present, then there's less chance for fraud, there's lower risk, and of course, the rate that the merchant pays is lower. If he keys in the transaction, whether it's on a terminal or through the internet or through your website, the risk, of course, is higher because they're not swiping through with the mag stripe, and of course, the rate is a little bit higher too.
When you want to do e-commerce, you've got to remember you have numerous options. When you say e-commerce, basically it's a merchant that's wanting to benefit from processing over the internet using your website. That doesn't mean you always have to jump in with both feet and hold your nose and drown. There are a lot of merchants that they're not ready for that big e-commerce program. Because, yeah, it is pricier, and I'll touch on that in a minute, but there's a lot of components involved in doing actual internet processing. A lot of people just want to use a virtual terminal. What that is you're using someone else's software instead of your own.
That virtual terminal is through a gateway, right? Usually the gateway sets up that virtual terminal for you, right?
And you're benefiting by using a virtual terminal because, like I said, you're using someone else's software. But that also means you are not responsible for having to do all the pricey updates. And what happened to the software we used starting back, when was it, Jay, that started in 96, 97, that they had the software? Well, over time, it outdated. Right. Support was dropped, and here were these poor people that had bought the software and suddenly found out they can't process anymore.
You know, I remember when they had to pay $249 per year to upgrade that software.
So those fears go away if you use just a virtual terminal. E-commerce can definitely happen without a gateway. Yes, using a gateway is the choice, that you would want to have if you're going full-fledged. Jay, why don't you tell them a little bit about, we have a phone authorization program that, you, believe it or not, you can use that for e-commerce also.
Yeah, the phone authorization is a pretty neat little program. It's really meant for the small business person where they can get on the telephone or their cell phone from wherever they're at, whether it's a flea market or an art show or wherever. And you want to be able to accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. And all you do is just dial an 800 number, call it in, you put your PIN number in, and it walks you right through to get the approval. And that money is put into your account within a couple of days. To get set up, it's real simple. You just log in. You can do that actually through the website, our website at cardsolutions.us, and look for phone program. And you'll get an online application that takes less than 10 minutes to do. And you'll get an automatic approval, if you do this. As long as the individual is not in current bankruptcy, then they should get an approval without any problem.
The important thing is that this program can also be attached to your website. There is a gateway that has been made to integrate with this phone program, and it's very cheap. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap.
Yeah, it's inexpensive. You can attach this on to a to this little shopping cart for like $12.95 for a whole year.
That's a whole year, not per month. It's for a whole year. I mean, it's incredible. Right. What you got to remember, though, this is made for very small volume merchants. What's different about this kind of a program versus a different merchant account is that with this program, you have definite volume and transaction size limits that you can't go over. So if you're, you know, if you're looking to do over $3,000 a month, this program wouldn't work for you. But if you're brand new on the internet, you don't know what you're going to do, you can take those baby steps.
Yeah, you don't have to be on the internet either. You can have this account and not be on the internet. Yeah, it's a real simple account to work. As I said before, you can call it in, you can use the landline, and you can do it anywhere where the internet is.
Now, when I was talking about using the virtual terminal, I had a merchant call me just this past week. She's been with us for years, and she was making her work very cumbersome. There's a option in most gateways that you can set so that your customer thinks they're going through a gateway when it's actually coming to your email. Now, she was doing this for security protection. So she was using her virtual terminal, going through the cumbersome job of entering every one of these because she wanted to verify them. So I worked with her. We talked it out. There is an option called authorization only. And not to get into really deep detail and confuse everybody, but what this gives you the ability to do is to let your customers still initiate that sale from their website. It would go as an authorization only. So it's telling you, the merchant, hey, this sale's good. Then all you have to do, once you've done the verifications that this woman really goes through, which a lot of merchants, more merchants should do it, mm-hmm. but they go through, she can verify everything she wants, and then it's real simple. You go into your gateway, and all you have to do is click it off to capture it. So she was going to be able to achieve exactly what she was doing by using the virtual terminal, but she's saving all the time, and all it is a little click off, and it's captured the day she marks it to be captured.
Yeah, one of the good things about that authorization only process, especially if you're custom making an item, let's say you're a small business person making a couch or some chairs, and you got an order for $500 or $1,000. You can take that card and get that authorized. And what that will do was give you that authorization code. So when you go in and sell that and finally ship those products, then you can go in and charge the card for anything up to, let's say, that $1,000 authorization that you originally got. You follow me?
Absolutely. And, the average authorization, depending on the bank, is going to be held for 7 to 10 days. So you have a while to make that decision.
Right. I think the customer also needs to know that when you're doing this authorization, that $500 or $1,000 is coming out of their credit line. They're not being charged that day for it, but it is coming out of their credit line and being held in reserve for the merchant.
Okay, Jay, why don't you take them through the components that are needed to process over the internet. It's going to sound like a lot, but like we said last week, you got to put the time into your internet business plan. Maybe take baby steps, like we said before. But there's always, you can always move up, but there is more involved than most merchants think when they're doing that internet business.
Yeah, a lot of merchants think that once they're set up on the internet, they got their shopping cart and so on, and they're ready to make $1 million. Well, it just doesn't happen immediately. There are other components that are needed. First off, you have to have this gateway. The gateway is connected onto the merchant account, which of course we, you know, would set up. And it's not the same as having a regular credit card terminal. You have to have a separate non-swipe or internet merchant account. And this type of account is special, especially if you're doing it over the internet, because it carries what's called the e-commerce indicator. And that indicator tells the networks that it is coming from the internet. Now, that e-commerce indicator will also be used if you're using the virtual terminal as well, because the banks definitely want to know that if you're using the virtual terminal and if you have an informational type site and somebody will email you with their credit card information, which is happening quite a bit, and you don't have a website, they can manually put that information in and it has to carry that e-commerce indicator. Now, again, you can have the shopping cart, and there are all sorts of shopping carts out there, shopping carts, order forms, and so on. I would say an order form would be used for, a business that has less than 10 items.
Oh, yeah, and the buy now is great for people that don't have a lot of items. If you've got a lot of items, you're going to want to use that shopping cart, because you've got to remember, you want to make this easy for your customer. It's not what's easiest for you. It's not what's the cheapest. It's what's going to make your customer want to buy from you.
Well, that shopping cart is kind of cool too, because most of the shopping carts now will connect on to the rate charts for UPS and for FedEx and even the Postal Service. So once you have your the number of items, the weight, and so on that your shopping cart would calculate, it'll also go out and give you an estimate of the actual shipping costs for that product.
Before we get off of the e-commerce merchant, one thing, it sounds like a lot. You need a gateway. You need a special merchant account. Now you need a shopping cart or buy now or an order form. That's where Card Solutions International comes in. We're a one-stop shop, basically. We get it all for you. We're going to get the gateway. We will buy the gateway license for you. We will set up and program that gateway. We will get you the merchant account. We will work directly with your web developer so they know what to do with the merchant account and how to connect the gateway. As far as the shopping cart or the buy now button or the order form, you've got two options. Well, there's a lot of options. The two options we would suggest is you either get what your web developer is going to provide for you, or the majority of gateways have a shopping cart or order form already built into your program that you can customize to fit your business, but it's there for you, and a lot of them are free.
But a lot of people might be a little bit concerned about what the gateway is. And basically, the gateway that you would have is in place of a credit card terminal. You're just keying it in through the internet.
Just picture it out there in cyberspace.
Right.
See, this little gray terminal floating around, because that's basically what it is.
And gateway fees are relatively inexpensive anyway. You're only looking like $15, $20 or so a month. And the other cool thing about it is it closes out that batch each night automatically. There are great back office reports that you can get. It can also connect on to QuickBooks. There are recurring features on there. Let's just say that you've got a health spa or a tanning salon, and you're hitting somebody's card each month for like $19.95. The recurring features are excellent. You don't have to go in there and put that credit card information in every single month to charge that customer. You just set it up on the recurring, and it automatically.
What did they say about the rotisserie? Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
That's exactly how recurring is using you. And good point, Jay, is that we have a lot of merchants that are not using a gateway for their website. It's like the tanning salons or the gyms and so forth. They're actually using it for that recurring feature and the virtual terminal. They're not bothering, they're not saying, oh, I can't use that. I don't have a website. It saves them so much money in employees, in mailings, et cetera, by just setting it up for that recurring charge.
And the when a sale is put through, the merchant will also have an email that goes to the customer verifying that the sale went through, and the merchant will also get a copy of that sale. So if it's done at 2 o'clock in the morning by a customer, when the merchant comes back into the office or logs into his account, he'll see that the sale came through in an email fashion. He'll see exactly what was sold. He'll give that information to his shipping department, or in the case of small businesses, they'll ship it out themselves, obviously.
Okay, if you need more information on e-commerce, obviously we can't cover everything in a half an hour. Please feel free to contact us. But another big category that is coming up now is mobile processing. And there's so many just unlimited options. Obviously, you can still use the internet. There are several gateways that you can use over your iPhone, over your BlackBerry, over your laptop. What we want to make sure we hit on today, besides the mobile terminals, obviously you've probably seen them. They're about the size of a phone. They look just like your regular cell phone. And these are run through GPRS. They're literally the size of a mobile phone. And it has some of them have the printer built in. Some of them have a printer that will work with it. And you can just hook it onto your belt and it goes where you do.
Right. Well, you can get that. Obviously, you can use this software on your iPhone and, get a transaction to go through. But without that little printer attached and without a little swipe unit, you're paying a little bit higher fee because you're paying a keyed-in or Modo-type e-commerce fee, whereas if you have that unit in front of you, you're swiping the card. And as I said before, if the card is swiped, the risk is less. So if the risk is less, the rate is less.
And you do end up saving quite a bit of money. Plus, yes, you can take your imprinter with you, imprint the card, have them sign it, call back to your office and key it into a regular terminal. That option is always available. But how professional is it to be able to just pull out this terminal and swipe the business? It shows you're a full-fledged, you're a real merchant. But the exciting information, the exciting program that we are very proud to announce.
Oh, yeah. Tell them, Donna. Go ahead.
We are one of the very few agencies in the country today who just became authorized to set you up to use your iPhone. So all of you people that love that iPhone, and I know you're out there, Card Solutions International can now set you up for a swiped merchant account through your iPhone. It's very exciting, and I know there's iPhone lovers out there. And this, let me just tell you a little bit about it. It's a very easy program. Basically, believe it or not, you're still set up with a gateway. And there is now a sleeve that your phone fits right into. It has the swiper right on the side. You download the application for your iPhone. You get the merchant account, and you get the program to run that sleeve through Card Solutions International. And pretty soon, you are now a mobile merchant able to sell right through your iPhone.
Wherever you're at.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can use your iPhone, you can now be a swiped merchant. And we're just very excited because we, as I said, we're one of the very few that are actually able to do that. Now, those of you that have BlackBerries, don't get upset. The sleeve is right around the corner. It was a little harder to do a BlackBerry because there are so many models of the BlackBerry.
BlackBerry has a neat little feature for it. It's got a small little swiping unit that would come with the BlackBerry. It also has a very small, probably the size of a little cell phone, where it's Bluetooth compatible, and you can get the printer to run, and you get the swipe rates. Anyway, we're getting a little bit tied up and close on time, and hopefully you've learned enough today to start figuring out what type of processing method best fits your business profile. And if we can be of any assistance to your decision making, please don't hesitate to contact us after the show. I'd like to thank Donna again, my partner here, And again, let me give you the tip of the week for this week. Basically, this tip this week is very simple. Be careful about buying secondhand credit card terminals from Craigslist or eBay or places like that because of PCI compliance issues. That's payment card industry issues. We've seen some people buying these credit card terminals, and they just can't take a year 2000 card. So that is the tip of the week. Don't buy anything over the internet from Craigslist or eBay because you don't know what they're selling.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us today for Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. Please join us next week when our topic will be You're Only as Big as You Think. Again, you can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us. Have a great week. Happy holidays to everyone, and go make business happen.
So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I have over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us, or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You're